going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day as we're talking now with John Mishota of The Athletic here on your home of the Cowboys draft. 50 hours away now, we're going to be in the coverage. And a good afternoon, John. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to this draft.
Looking forward to the draft. Would like to acknowledge, sorry about Duke. That was insane.
Oh, it's going to take me years to get over that. No, I've been telling people this, that the only good thing that's come out of it is that I'm going into year 15 of covering the Cowboys, and so covering sports is kind of, you know, it's kind of be like a job. And moments like that just always remind me, no, I'm still a sports fan at heart, because, I'm not. There's just some people that I work around on a day-to-day basis who you can tell that covering sports has kind of taken the fandom away from them, and That's definitely not me.
Yes, sir. Okay, let me ask you this. When it comes to the Cowboys here, do you feel like they're still one of the best drafting teams in the NFL?
I do, but what they've done the previous 2 years has had them slip a little bit, but I still would put them up there amongst the best. I'm surprised that how well that they've drafted over the last, you know, really since Will McClay's taken over the draft in 14, that they've not gotten better return on investment these last two drafts. And, you know, you can't have 3-4 of those classes in a row or your roster's in a lot of trouble. So that makes this draft very, very important for them. They need to get a few starters out of this thing.
Yeah, it's a must-nail draft. Now, as far as expectations for you, John, I remember you joined us shortly after the season had ended, and you were thinking Genty, I believe, and we were thinking that was possible, but now it looks like he's going to be long gone. What's your most likely scenario for the Cowboys tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm still going with wide receiver and Tet McMillan. I just think with, you know, what happens in front of them, I think there's a really good chance that he's there and he just fits a big need that they obviously have at wide receiver. I will say, after that press conference yesterday and, you know, a little bit of the walk-off and some of the stuff at the end, I don't think you can completely 100% count out offensive line. As soon as you think that they're going another direction, you know, that's the thing. I always look at when I go to the combine, like who I think at that time that they're going to take, and they rarely, by the time the draft comes around, that's it. You know, I mean, that certainly wasn't the case with CD or Micah. And going into this combine, I was like, you know, wide receiver, running back. And so I'm still thinking wide receiver. I do think that there's a decent chance they trade back, especially if McMillan's gone, to gain the extra picks because of that huge gap they have between, I think, 76 to about 149, 150 there. That they need another pick there. So the trading back thing has worked out pretty well for them twice in the last 4 years. So I think that's a really good possibility. But if I had to pick a player right now, the leader for me would be McMillan.
Was there anything Will McClay said yesterday that really stood out to you?
Yeah, I actually just tweeted it, and it was one of those things where they were asked as a group, like, something that they look for, what stands out to them, you know, what makes a Cowboys player somebody you draft, and Will took that question and talked about how they have to love football. And there's a part of me that wonders, okay, has that always been the case? Or is that more of a thing now because maybe you drafted some guys that maybe don't love it as much as you thought they did when you drafted them, and so maybe that's a bigger part of it. So that's the one little thing that stood out to me, because I do think that's very important, especially with the Dallas Cowboys, because there's a lot of distractions that come along, and I get the, you know, every player says they want to play for the Cowboys and all that stuff, but, you know, I think it's better to have, you know, more of those Tyron Smith, Zach Martin types that you know that they love football. They love everything about it. Dak Prescott's obviously in that category as well. And so I thought that was a little interesting. Maybe it's just me reading too much into it, but I just found it interesting that he mentioned that.
With who would be sorry, Wolchuk, who would be the non-football lovers, you think?
Who?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, the thing that we always go back to, it seems like, is that day in training camp where I believe Mozzie Smith said that he doesn't even really like football. He just likes hitting people.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, hey, guys just talk, so I don't know that that's the case. But anytime that a player isn't working out, you obviously, especially on a team that drafts well, especially on a team that drafts well early in the draft, it makes you want to try and connect dots. Like, why didn't this work out? You know, what was the thing here? And I always kind of wondered that over the years, you know, maybe with like some of the other guys that didn't work out with, where you talk about Tristan Hill or Kelvin Joseph. And so, yeah, I don't know if it's just that, or maybe it's also the fact that maybe Will mentioned it because of the times we're in right now with NIL and how much guys switch teams in college that, you know, maybe that there's a lot more guys coming across his board that he's like, yeah, we really like this prospect when we watch him on tape. But then all of a sudden, you know, you get to talking to him and talking to people around him, and it's like, yeah, he plays football because he's really good at football. I don't know that he actually loves football. So that's an interesting part of it, too. So obviously that'll be a big part of whoever they take early in this draft.
John, I always felt that they'd probably come away with a running back within the first three rounds. But after the offensive line comments by Jerry, do you think they could take a lineman before a running back, even if they go receiver in the first round?
Yeah, those were interesting comments as well. I will say I still think they take one in the second or third round. I don't think that, you know, especially because I don't see any way that Genty is there, and he'd be the only one I think they'd realistically consider at 12. So I still think that 44 pick, if there's one of those Ohio State running backs there, you know, I still think there's a decent chance they'd take one of them, and if not there, in the third. And it's not just because of, you know, this current roster. I mean, they need to do this one of the previous two drafts. I mean, there should already be one of these guys on the roster right now, somebody that's, you know, a third, fourth, fifth round pick who you're like, oh, yeah, this is a guy that he's be in the mix for 10 or 15 carries, and they don't have it. And they talk about the depth of this draft class, and that's great. So if you want, even draft two, take another one late in the draft. But I really think they got to get out of those first 2 days with at least somebody at the running back position.
Father John, when Jerry Jones said, I'm not going to pick up the phone to trade back, should that worry Cowboy fans? I mean, the fact that they're, you know, hey, maybe they'll trade back, but he's not going to be the one picking up the phone?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's to me, it's concerning because of the fact of it's not just a one-off thing. Like, Jerry has talked about that for years and years. And if you are, let me use some of my favorite examples lately. If you're the Philadelphia Eagles and you say that, yeah, I can let it go because your actions speak differently than that. Your actions are extremely aggressive. But when your actions aren't aggressive and you have these off seasons like they had the last couple of years where they're very vanilla, too vanilla, then to say that you're not going to be the one making the call, it's almost like, so 29 years have gone by without an NFC Championship game berth, no Super Bowls, and it's just going to fall in your lap like someone else has to make it happen. Like, yeah, that just doesn't sound good to say that with the roster building that's been going on lately.
Do you think Jerry just said the substantive trade talks thing yesterday to juice the news cycle a little bit, or is there something cooking?
There's always you can't ever eliminate that with him. So that certainly could be a part of it. My thing is I think that many of us have different definitions on what that would be. You know, to him, that could be the Trey Lance deal, the Mingo deal. To us, when we hear that, myself and I'm sure several of you guys, that's a Amari Cooper level thing. You know, I hear that, I'm standing there and he says that, and I'm just like, automatically in my head, just going through, okay, who are the top guys right now that could be potentially in that realm that fit their biggest positions of need, which for me would be wide receiver or corner. So the top ones I think of, if you're talking about something substantive, I'm thinking, oh, Jair Alexander, yeah. Jalen Ramsey at corner.
Yeah.
At wide receiver, I'm thinking Jameson Williams. You need speed. There's rumors out there that, you know, the Lions might not, you know, be having the money to pay him because they're paying so many other guys. They might have to make a move there. You know, I think of Tyreek Hill. I know a lot of people probably wouldn't love that move, but like a George Pickens, Treylon Burks. Like, I think of those names, and then it's just like, to Jerry, it might not even be something that notable. It's a draft's over, we're going to re-sign Zeke type thing. I'm not saying that for this year. I'm saying like last year's move.
Yeah, thank you. Hard skip to beat there for a second. John Machota from The Athletic with us on The Fan. Are they close enough to the Eagles? You think that they could get there?
No, not at all. Not at all. I just think that the Eagles are on another level roster-wise, and then just the way their aggressiveness. Like, they operate like it's been 29 years since they've won a championship. They operate like every fan wants their organization to operate like. And I say that because it's not like they hit on everything. But when they don't hit on something, they find a quick way to get out of it. You know, yeah. They kind of lick their wounds and they keep moving. And to me, they're the model franchise. I know a lot of Cowboys fans can't stand them, obviously because of their fan base is a big part of that as well. But there might not be a better operation in all of sports right now than the Philadelphia Eagles. So, no, I don't think they're close to them.
You always continue to get phenomenal video. The Micah Parsons stuff last night was no different. What did you think about what he had to say? Have things changed in your eyes when it comes to the negotiation? And maybe he is kind of looking at maybe resetting this market.
Yeah, Micah's tough to read on this stuff because he is a very good talker. Like, he doesn't give very many short answers. He usually, he'll say stuff where, like, it takes you back to December when he says the, you know, quote, I don't need $40 million. And it's like, even when he said that, you're like, yeah, I don't know that I necessarily believe that. He knows he's about to be one of the highest paid and it could go north of 40. But he'll say that stuff in the moment because I keep saying this over and over again. I might have said to you guys already, but like, he is the player version of Jerry Jones. Like, there's so much stuff that Jerry says that just floods the zone and just puts a lot of stuff out there. Hmm. But there isn't any one thing about what Jerry says where he can say, he said this, that's going to happen. No, it's like you can kind of take it and twist it whichever way you want, you know, and Micah's pretty good at that too. And that's why he's going to have a long, successful podcasting career when his NFL career is over as well, because he doesn't shy away from any question and he gives you a little bit to think, oh, maybe it's a little bit closer. Maybe they're not as close on this deal. So it's tough to read right now, but with the Cowboys on these big type of deals, it really has been deadlines make deals. And for them, I think that is the start of training camp. You know, I do think he'll be around for the majority of OTAs and minicamp, even without that new deal. But I still don't believe he'll show up to training camp without a new contract.
So offensive line at 12, they wouldn't go back-to-back left tackle. What are they thinking with Guyton there? And does Booker at right guard make sense at 12 for you?
Yeah, Booker, I mean, anybody that could potentially play right guard would make some sense. But then there's a part of me that wonders, too, is that would it be a player that they're like, you know, this guy can play guard for us this year, but if we need him to, he can probably play some tackle, too, if our tackles aren't playing. Well, yeah, there you go, yeah. But and with this, too, let me be clear, too. I don't necessarily think that it would be at 12 either. I'm saying that maybe it's one of those things where it comes to them, they wait to get a call, and they move back a little bit. And I know people have been making this claim that, like, well, you got to have a trade partner, and I get that. But the thing is with this draft, how much everybody talks about how, yeah, the 20th player on your board might be as good as your, you know, 50th or whatever like that. You might just not be able to get the same return on your pick that maybe you would have gotten 2 or 3 years ago. You got to take a little bit less. Maybe, you know, when you've got a second this year, you're going to have to take a third for that. And I think that would be a possibility where they see an offensive lineman. They're like, hey, we don't need to take this guy at 12. Obviously, they didn't think they needed to take Micah Parsons at 10, move back a couple spots, got a third out of that. So that would not surprise me at all. But, yeah, just taking an offensive lineman at 12, I don't know that they would do that. I think it would be more in the trade-back scenario.
Would it be at all possible that when they bring up these trades, they could be looking to maybe trade one of their own players?
It's tough for me to say that just because they haven't shown really – there's not really much of a history, not recently at least, of them doing something like that. So that's the only reason why I don't, I mean, I mean, unless you're counting, like, you know, they have obviously traded some guys, like, you know, at the end of training camp, right, stuff like that. But in the draft, like, there just really isn't. There hasn't been something that they've done. So I don't necessarily see that happening, something like that. And frankly, I don't know that their roster is deep enough that they can afford to be trading any of their good players.
Looking at your socials here, Johnny, is this the most busy you are? They got you running all over the place here talking with guys.
I mean, the only reason it's a little bit like that this year is because they did that home run derby last night, and that's normally after the draft. Usually that's the first time you get the rookie. So that was a little bit different. But no, it's good. I mean, I'm glad to be – when there's stuff going on, that's when I'm happiest, is when I have work to do. And so that's why I haven't really loved these last two off seasons, because they're not really that – exciting. You know, you want them to make some type of a bigger move that obviously draws in fans and brings an interest in the team and stuff like that, and it hasn't been there. So there's a part of me like, are they waiting to make something big? Like, are they kind of lying in the weeds and they're not? That's the one thing I will say about the Cowboys: when they have made notable moves, they really don't telegraph it. And so that's another reason why when Jerry said that after the press conference yesterday, I was like, yeah, he ain't telegraphing them trying to trade for Jameson Williams. Like, he just wouldn't do that in this situation. It would just be — it would be Cowboys are on the clock at 12, or it would be at the 10th pick or something like that, and there's a trade with the Detroit Lions or something like that, and then that would happen. He wouldn't tip his hand on something like that. Him saying that made me think it was more on the lines of, like, the level of the Lance Mingo-type deals.
Appreciate you, John. Thanks for all your hard work on this beat, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on.
There he goes. He's John Machota here with you in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, in addition to football's finest coming up, Eric, what you got?
Yeah, we have some of our favorite sounds from drafts past next. And then,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Let's get some football's finest here with the Chief. Sands is coming up here in about 15 minutes. We'll get your Rangers update as they take on the A's once again tonight, pregame at 8:30. We're standing by for some Corey Seager news, hoping for the best on that. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We're 25 and a half hours. I know I said earlier 50 hours. I don't know how
were the people wearing out?
They tore me up on the text pretty
good. You said it twice, and I kept, every time you said it, I looked at Chief, and I'm like, just let him go.
I can't believe you guys.
Let him fly.
Usually do.
Well, you did just one into a break where there was no correction.
Yeah, we couldn't grab you quick enough because you got, it's 50. And then Mishota, there's 55 hours left.
Oh, my
gosh. And I looked at Eric like, man, I felt like I got to do this tomorrow.
We're drafting tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We just never threw it to you out there. Sorry about that.
Toxic Tuesday.
I feel like I've been generous with some actual birthday roast content this week for you guys. So there you go.
You've been on fire.
Good call.
I did that on purpose.
I can't wait to relive the Tyler Mahle fiasco from yesterday. I'm so disappointed I missed it in real time.
Well, before we get there, let's have some football's finest.
Yeah, here in the G-Bag Nation, we like to...
52 hours to go.
As we're just a mere 50-plus hours away, we like to prep our bodies for
Let's talk about round two, okay?
Let's do it. I know you were.
44.
Jeez. You got one eye on round two.
That's when the draft really starts.
When you did say it the first time, I looked around the corner of Eric. Like the line of sight, I could see
because it's up on the TV.
I could see the draft clock, and it was like at 20 something hours. And then I kind of looked over at the other TV, thinking, "Okay, well, maybe I have it wrong." You know,
see, I see that in my peripheral, and I'm like, "What are these guys doing? What did I mess up this time?"
I know. Yeah, I hate
that. And then I
wait
for it on the text, like, "Oh crap, here it comes.
Here it goes."
Did someone go, "Dawson, you idiot"?
Uh-huh. Multiples.
You said 50 hours.
A lot of dumbasses were thrown around. It was unfair and unkind.
It's rude.
They called him a dumbass.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. Just a few.
There's so much truth.
Just because it's true doesn't mean you say it.
Don't think that either.
So before we can move forward, we have to look back some of our favorite sounds from drafts past. Now, we won't get to all of them. There's quite a litany. So we'll spill the rest tomorrow live from Pluckers in Plano when the real countdown is on draft day with Broadus'
bow
tie. Yeah. So let's go ahead and let's just set the table with the greatest chime of all time. What a special sound that is.
It is good.
Locked in, baby.
Ashton Genty actually said that his aunt sends the draft chime to him before every single football game that he plays.
No wonder he's so good.
He's like, hey, just remember what's on the line here.
Just remember you're running for our future.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not falling to 12. I know you want to be a Cowboy, but you're going to go ahead and be top five, Ashton. Let's just go run it up again.
Send that chime and some Zillow listings.
Remember that.
Greater Boise area.
Talking about him at 12. I was just like, whatever.
Now, we do have a new addition to the draft sounds.
Oh.
So this is the first time we've ever aired this. We go back to 2024. Where Jamaal Charles, one of my favorite running backs in NFL history, one of the most underrated players, I would say, in NFL history. What an absolute super beast. He's a Texas Longhorn, turned Kansas City Chief. He gets the call up to make the announcement, and this is how it went.
I'm happy to be here with a back-to-back Kansas City Chief. It's a trade. The San Francisco 49ers have traded a 63 pick to Kansas City Chief. With the 63 pick, In the 24 draft, Kansas City select Kinsley Suamaia from BYU tackle. Let's go, Chief!
Let's go, Chief! And they didn't do him any favors with that name.
That's a rough one.
You know, there's a lot of names there and that's what happens. You all of a sudden you start fumbling the easy ones because you know what's lurking around that corner, and it's a Suamaia.
Yeah,
and you're not prepared for that.
No,
Jamaal Charles. It's not like he was spending time in lead up. You don't know what to prepare for. You're getting that card handed to you just a mere seconds before you walk on stage, and all of a sudden you get clubbed with a Suamaia. Now
tough.
You can't say San Francisco.
I think
now you forget the S on Chiefs.
Or Chiefs, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's just a singular Chief that he's most proud of.
I need a list of 10 guys with phonetics. you know, on everything that's possible here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't be sending these guys out here to do that.
They need to put the phonetic version on the card.
Yeah.
You know, that would be a good start, just to try and help out. If we're going to have players announce the picks, I mean, it's just, you're putting them in a bad spot.
Or you just have like the Siri voice ready, and you just, you say the whole spiel, and then right when you get to the name, you just hit the Siri button, and she fires it off.
And it's tough to coordinate with legends. You know how it can be, Brian.
Yeah.
But maybe an audition, a run-through, because I think what happens here is the echo threw him off early.
That's tough.
Confidence went out the window, and now he got multiple things going on. You hear that echo a half second later?
Yes.
And it can throw anybody off.
Yeah. I'll never forget Rob Manfred.
Oh, no, dude.
He was also in the bag.
The Dodge.
The echo at Globe Life Field. That'll swallow you up, man, in front of thousands, millions. Okay, here's a fun throwback. This was just days before the NFL draft some years ago when Blake Bortles was getting ready to be selected. And as he was on the hype train, you know, making the rounds, doing the car wash, why should you be the face of a franchise? Take it away, Blake Bortles.
What would you do if you weren't playing football?
If I wasn't playing football, working construction, ripping cigs.
Just very, very blunt and to the point there. And I believe that is actually what he does now. Yeah. As his day job. He's on construction sites ripping heaters.
As a foreman, how so stoked would you be to see Bortles walk out of that, you know, truck on his first day on the job?
Yeah.
Like, boys, this is what a framer looks like,
yeah.
Okay? Grab that pallet over there. We'll see you on the second floor.
He's like 6'5", 250.
Yeah.
Just hauling wood, hauling bricks, man. That's Blake Bortles for you.
They asked him what's the first thing he does when he wakes up in the morning. He goes, I don't know, piss.
Jaguars are like, yeah, that's our guy.
He was trying to be the Kenny Powers of the NFL, I think,
for a
minute. Yeah.
Okay, speaking of funny, the legendary Mel Kiper, this goes way back. Is this like in the, what is this, like late 80s, early 90s?
Oh, it's just the Tobin stuff?
He started, I believe, in 1988 was his first
time. Okay, so this is one of his first trips around the draft, son, and he absolutely rips the Colts.
Okay.
For passing on a quarterback, not once.
This is the 1992 draft. This is Steve Ettman.
Okay.
Is what this is.
Okay, take it away.
My first draft. Yeah.
Mel Kiper.
Here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback. There were two out there. They have a chance at two. They don't take them. They end up coming back into the picture to get Trent Dilfer. They take an outside linebacker. Not even a true outside linebacker. Somebody has to learn coverage in Trev Alberts. But to pass up a Trent Dilfer when all you have is Jim Harbaugh, give me a break. That's why the Colts are picking second every year in the draft, not battling for the Super Bowl like other clubs in the National Football League.
Dang.
He went in on him.
Harbaugh way better than Dilfer, by the way,
one of
in case you're wondering.
Yeah. Yeah, it is funny to look at him pounding the table, and we all know what Dilfer ended up being.
Super Bowl champion.
Super Bowl damn champion. Yeah, Mel Kiper was right.
Bus driver.
Absolutely a bus driver, for sure.
So, the GM the GM of the Colts, Bill Tobin, catches wind of Mel Kiper Jr. just flaming him on television, and this is a two-part response. Here's part one.
Who in the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way? I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. In my knowledge of him, he's never ever put on a jock strap. He's never been a coach. He's never been a scout. He's never been an administrator. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our papers 2 days ago telling us who we have to take. We don't have to take anybody that Mel Kiper says we have to take. Mel Kiper has no more credentials to do what he's doing than my neighbor, and my neighbor's a postman, and he doesn't even have season tickets to the NFL.
Okay, so that's pretty good. He's just getting started, though. Here's more from Bill.
Mel Kiper lives in Baltimore, and I found all this out about the last 3 days. He lives in Baltimore. He tried to hang around the practices up there, I think when Teddy was a coach earlier. And this didn't come from Teddy. This came from another guy. But he always wanted to work in the NFL. He has no credentials to work in the NFL. He always just hung around. Nobody ever hired him. He's never been hired by anyone. When the Colts moved here, he was very, very upset. So every chance that Mel Kiper gets to shoot at the Colts in Indianapolis, he's going to do it. He reaches out to everyone. I got a sister in Burlington Junction, Missouri, that when we took William Perry back in 84 or 85, I talked to her 2 days later, and she said, why'd you take the fat kid? And I said, you just have to believe me. He was the best available, and he was the best available. But, I mean, Mel Kiper gets to your sister. He gets to your mother. He gets to everybody.
Why'd you take the fat kid?
He's a surefire Bobby Belt.
Dude, he was living rent-free in Tobin's head for 3 days.
Yeah,
for
dude.
Him to circle back his next time talking to the media, he's like, listen to what I found out about Mel Kiper.
This is probably a huge pivot in the career arc of Mel Kiper. It sent him into the stratosphere. Yeah.
And Tobin probably as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I can't imagine that's textbook general managing, but terrific, iconic audio. Thank you, Eric Chiafalo, once again.
We got more for tomorrow.
Why'd Let's go. Cannot kid? Wait. All right. We have Micah Parsons audio coming up at 5 o'clock, talking OTAs and his agent and what Jerry said about what's most wrong with their offense. That's coming up at the top here. Jared Sandler next with you, talking Rangers.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Here's on the Fan. Yes, thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, coming up at 5 o'clock. Maybe more reason to believe the end could be coming soon for Nico. That's fun. It's time now to talk with Jared Sandler here. His Rangers preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And Rangers back in action tonight after last night's triumph. How about that? The three-run bomb from Marcus Semien to break that game open, give him a 7-2 lead. Then Berger with another home run there to give him the 8-2 lead. And, you know, they cruise in for the victory from there. So maybe the the signs we're hoping for of an offensive breakout here for this Rangers team. And tonight, the pregame coming up at 8:30, the first pitch at 9:05 there in Sacramento, of course, at Sutter Health Park.
A little too much detail there.
One of those S cities.
Jared Sandler joins you now here on The Fan. Jared, how the heck are you?
Guys, I'm great. Other than worrying about Corey Seager's health status, I guess.
Yeah.
You break some news with us? What's up with Corey?
Break it.
No, I mean, listen, he's going to go on the IL, I'd imagine, right? You know, I think the hope is MRI comes back best case scenario, but, you know, even best case scenario might be a few weeks. This is, you know, not the first hamstring he's had. It's early in the season. You want to be conservative and make sure it's not a lingering issue. And so the bright side is that the last time Corey had a hamstring injury in April, the Rangers won the World Series that year. So
yes.
Try to, you know, look at the positives.
That's nice. And the dominoes that fall, I guess Josh Smith at center field, you know, went well, but you're going to have him at short for a while here. What else happens here with the lineup and with your defense?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I'm glad you led with Smith in center, because I think that, you know, that's saying the Rangers, they didn't just do by accident, right? You know, Let's see how it looked. But, you know, if you guys recall in 2023 when Seager got hurt, Josh Smith in 2023 was a really rough year. But it was Ezekiel Duran who, you know, the first half of the season stepped in for Corey, and he was great. And I'm sure the Rangers would love to, you know, have that as an option. The problem is, you know, Zeke just hasn't hit for the last year and a half, and he doesn't have a hit yet this year. And so until he, you know, shows that maybe, you know, he can return to that level of offensive form, I think that, you know, they're kind of hamstrung in terms of, you know, whether or not they could use him. Now, he is in AAA, and for the first time here in a bit, he's going to decline every day, and maybe he catches fire, and maybe the Rangers reconsider their options. But yeah, I think right now, you know, it's got to be Josh Smith, and maybe you call up Jonathan Ornelas, and you know, you feel comfortable with him occupying a bench role. Maybe with Zeke, you know, you prefer to leave him down in AAA, or maybe they do call him up because they feel like they're going to use him. I think Josh Smith at short is the answer. And you know, we talked about the lineup yesterday, right? We talked about guys who need to step up, and you know, that's what worked about that 2023 team, is that when guys went down and they had their share of injuries, maybe last year the Rangers had more injuries than they did in 23, but you know, in the second half of 23, pretty much anyone who was anyone on that team hit the IL with the exception of Marcus Semien, it seemed like. But they had guys who stepped up. Travis Jankowski, you know, had a pretty good year, you know, when he was called to duty. And Ezekiel Duran was pretty good. And it was obviously Leody Taveras. It was the best offensive season we've seen from him over a large sample. And, you know, Leody wasn't an all-star, but he was incrementally better. And so they just, if they're going to be without Corey, guys got to get better. You know, Marcus has got to take a step forward. They need Jock Peterson to, you know, emerge from, you know, this funk. They need Jake Berger to, you know, hit a hot streak. They need little bits and pieces of improvement from the lineup. And you know, I think if they do get that, then they'll be able to weather that storm.
Hey, Jared, if this was a bad baseball team, would there be a possibility you'd see Walcott?
I think you'd have to have he's a teenager in Double A really for the first time. Now he's off to a good start. I think that he would have to bust down the doors. I don't feel like they think they have to rush him at all.
Sure.
And now if they were, you know, just a 100 loss team like the Marlins, I mean, I'll tell you this, Broadus, if they were the Angels, then Walcott would have been up 2 years ago.
I'm listening to the broadcast, the Angels. I'm like, oh wait, this was a guy they brought up 2 years ago that was probably not ready to play, but here he is playing for the Angels right now.
Yeah. I do think I don't know if this is at all what was in the back of your head and answering that, you know, because the team starting shortstop went down.
Yeah.
If Walcott just went gangbusters the first 3 months and got up to AAA and had some immediate success, I'm not going to – listen, never say never, but I don't see it happening this year.
Sure.
Obviously, different circumstances maybe. You know, the other thing is I don't think the Rangers expect Cora to be out, you know, for hopefully that long, right, where it's, it would be a conversation. But I don't think so, Broadus. He is off to a good start in AA, but I think they'd want him to really kind of force his way up just by bullying the heck out of AA and AAA before that was really a consideration.
And
the other part is the clock, right? You know, there's no reason to start his clock prematurely.
I understand. The thing, I always forget about the clock. The thing I was thinking of, if you've got guys in the minor leagues that aren't hitting, you know, I mean, that's kind of where I was, you know, if you're talking about guys that already, you know, Why not? But the clock is always something you think about.
Or, yeah, at least and you no, do, that's a I great don't. Point, Bronis. No, but that's a great point. And I don't think, you know, in fairness to Chris Young, he hasn't made decisions that are counter to the best interest of the team in the present day just because of the clock.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think you're looking at a guy who can provide some depth on the bench more than necessarily needing a starting player. I think if you felt like, you know, if you didn't have a Josh Smith who could plug in at short,
right,
then maybe you'd feel a little bit differently. Now, does this open the door for more runway for Dustin Harris? Yeah. You know, a lot of people are begging for Blaine Crim to get a shot. The problem is I just don't know where the fit is, right? You know, he's hitting in AAA, but I don't know where the fit is. And hey guys, let's not forget there's a guy named Evan Carter in AAA. And if he can just get a little consistency with the health and maybe get going, then there you go. That's your center fielder and Josh Smith's your shortstop. And maybe you feel pretty decent about things, but they obviously need Evan to get going. But, you know, let's not forget at least about the possibility that maybe he plays his way back into being an option.
Is it just these minor league parks or the secret sauce for Semien? I mean, he crushed it in Toronto and they were playing in Buffalo. And then here he goes, man, four RBIs just with the doctor ordered. Let's get him going.
You know, maybe it's playing the Athletics, because I don't know if you guys remember, but in 2023 or 2022, rather, Marcus's first year, it wasn't until late May when he hit his first home run with the Rangers. And it was at the Coliseum. It was a grand slam, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe it's playing the Athletics that gets him going. I don't know. But yeah, you're right, Zach. This is not a bad place to go if you're in need of, you know, a visit to the hit doctor, because the ball was definitely carrying last night. We had 8 home runs between the two teams, but you guys know how much of a mental, you know, mind, you know what it can be. And sometimes you just get a little success. It doesn't matter if, you know, you're playing in a hitter friendly park, you see the ball go over the wall and all of a sudden you start feeling good about yourself and you get on a roll.
Do you think Semien's going to be hitting fifth for a while?
Well, Gavin, you know, the Corey Seager thing kind of changes the dynamic a little bit. But I think so. You know, I think one thing we've seen from Bruce Bochy is he doesn't like jerking guys around. Now, could we see a little bit of a different look when there's a lefty on the mound versus a righty? Yeah, you know, you could. And tonight, it's a lefty on the mound for the Athletics and J.P. Sears and a pretty damn good lefty. You know, you might have a little bit of a different look versus a righty and a lefty, but I think against a righty, you're probably looking at Marcus hitting in that five spot. And I think the guy who could step up and hit third for you against a righty would be someone like a Josh Young. And then once Jock Peterson gets going, you know, that, again, changes the dynamic a little bit. But, you know, I'm not sure what the lineup's going to look like tonight with a lefty and no Seager. But, you know, I guess I gather against a righty, you're not going to see Marcus, you know, moving too far away from that spot here in the near future.
Are you referring to the A's as the homeless Athletics like Dave Raymond did on the telecast last night? Or are you just going Oakland with it? How are you referencing them?
Well, I'm trying not to say Oakland, but that's a tough habit to break. I like it. That's creative. Homeless Athletics is creative because, you know, it kind of, if you aren't paying attention, it kind of sounds a little bit like Oakland Athletics, obviously. It was a weird deal. Like, we were kind of celebrating, like, hey, welcome to Major League Baseball in Sacramento. But you know that the joy of baseball in Sacramento is a result of the, you know, the suffering of, you know, a long tenured fan base in Oakland, whether they showed up or not. It was, crappy ownership kind of got in the way of things. I don't know. It's like a really weird needle to thread and, you know, like emotions to reconcile. And then the other thing is, like, they're only here for a short time, but that short time's 3 years. Like, they're going to play, you know, over 200 home games here. Like, it is in the grand scheme of things a short time, but this is not like a, you know, half a season or even a full season temporary home. They're going to be here for 3 years.
Did we get a free snow cone if we return the ball back to the people?
That'd be amazing.
I think that would be awesome.
Did they have that? Did they say that?
No, I would like to know that at this park, do we get a free snow cone if we return a foul ball?
You should. Teams need to bring that back. I saw in the Atlantic League, they're starting to put QR codes on baseballs so that you can get some sort of, you know, maybe a discount or a souvenir or something if you get a foul ball. But we need to do that. There needs to be some sort of reward or incentive to make it fun, you know, to go and get the foul ball.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jared. Have a great night out there. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, fellas. Take care.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. Has a Rangers pregame coming up at 8:30. Micah Parsons talking about his relationship with DeMarcus Lawrence, his contract, OTAs. We have some Mav stuff for you as well. We'll look at Big Stars game coming up tonight. It's the G-Bag Nation, 3 hours down, two to go right here on The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.